USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there is no upside to not raising the debt ceiling and letting the U.S. default.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Yellen said it won't be easy to decide who gets paid and who doesn't if the U.S. defaults.
There will be hard choices to make about what bills go unpaid.
She said there are no acceptable outcomes if the debt ceiling isn't raised, and she's warning we could default by June 1st. I'm John Schaefer.
The stage is set for debt ceiling talks to resume at the White House tomorrow. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says President Biden agreed to a face-to-face meeting today during a phone call from Air Force One as Biden flew home from Japan. Governor Ron DeSantis and former President Trump might not be the only two Florida politicians in the 2024 GOP presidential primary. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez said on CBS's Face the Nation that he is much, much closer to deciding if he's going to run for president in 2024.
The clock is ticking. It's a soul-searching process with my family. And every single day, we talk about it, my wife and I.
Suarez's name was in the spotlight last week when Politico Playbook reported that Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway touted him as a future presidential candidate or even as a running mate for the former president. Police in Missouri are investigating a shooting at a lounge that left three people dead and two others wounded. Police say officers arrived at the lounge just before 1:30 in the morning, found five shooting victims. Two were pronounced dead at the scene, while one later died after being taken to the hospital. No word on any arrests or a possible motive for the shooting. The sports and entertainment worlds are remembering Jim Brown, the NFL running back who went on to a successful Hollywood career and became a leading civil rights activist, died at his Los Angeles home. He was 87. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man is dead after he tried to help ducklings cross the street. Rockland police in California say the man parked his vehicle at an intersection and reportedly tried to help the animals cross the road. A teen driver struck the man at the intersection. Authorities say the man died on the scene. No arrests have been made. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the immigrant crisis is desperate in her state.
The Democrat is now suggesting temporarily housing migrants at New York State and New York City college campuses this summer. While speaking in Rochester Saturday night, Hochul said, "We're looking at all locations." She added that the state has over 71,000 asylum seekers and more arriving.
That's Jacqueline Carl reporting. Minnesota is going to be the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana. The state Senate gave its final stamp of approval on legislation that would allow adults over 21 to carry up to 2 ounces of pot in public and possess 2 pounds at home. The bill now heads to the governor, Tim Walz's desk. He said he'd be proud to sign it into law. The Hollywood writer's strike is now almost 3 weeks old. Members of the Writers Guild of America walked off the job after their contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired on May 2nd. WGA members are still picketing outside movie and TV studios in Los Angeles. The issue? Job security and better pay. No Powerball jackpot winner last night. That means Monday night's jackpot, $179 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.